We're going to start off with brachos, beis amud aleph. The Mishnah says, "Me'emetzai kor nishma ba'arvim." From when do we read kriya shma at night? Mishasha kohanim nechnasan lechol b'trumasan. So we say, from the time that the kohanim go in to go eat their truma, that's tseisa kohavim. The earliest time that they can read shma at night is tseisa kohavim. We're going to see that this is actually a six-way machlokas on beis amud aleph. Now, until when? So ad sof hashma rishon adiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkana says it's until the end of the first watch. It's either 3 or 4 hours into the night. But the Chum say ad chatzos. Their second opinion is it goes up until midnight, up until whatever midnight, Jewish midnight is. Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says a third opinion, ad shalom no shachar, up until dawn. So the three opinions in the Mishnah, the latest time to say Kriya Shema is either going to be until the end of the first watch, which is 3 or 4 hours into the night, or it's going to be until midnight, or it's going to be until Alos HaShachar, up until Alos HaShachar itself. There's a fourth opinion mentioned by the Gemara. Maisu Boben of Manu Bin Beis HaMishta, there was a story in which the children came back from a wedding. Amrilo Lokrinu HaShema, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, we didn't read Shema yet. If it's not yet time for dawn, you're chayv to read. But it's not only about this. Whenever the chum say until chatzos, the mitzvah is up until dawn. For example, hektar chalom beivarim, burning the fat in the limbs, mitzvah sana shalom ad shachar. The mitzvah is really until amad shachar. Kol echol yom echad mitzvah sana shalom ad shachar. Anything that's normally eaten in one day, meaning you bring a korban and it's got to be eaten on that day that you bring the korban and that night, the mitzvah is to eat it until amad shachar. In kein lamad amar chamei achatzos. Why did the chamim say up until chatzos? You can only do it until chatzos. Kedil harking on a min avera, to keep people far away from doing averas, because if they told you until amad shachar, then people go to sleep a little bit early and whatever it was. This is keeping a person away from an avera. That's the easiest thing to be able to do. So the Mishnah, again, has one opinion as to when the earliest time is, tseis kochavim, three opinions as to when the latest time is, 4 hours until chatzos and until alos hashachar. We had a story with Rabbi Gamliel's kids. Rabbi Gamliel's kids weren't sure. They went to Rabbi Gamliel. They said, do we hold like you? Or do we hold like the chachamim? Rabbi Gamliel said, when the chachamim said a chatzos, it's only a warning. But even they agree with me that it goes until alos hashachar. Says the Gemara, Tanei chakoy dekutani meimasai. It makes no sense to start off this Mishnah without telling you about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Tell me there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night, and then tell me meimasai from when it is. So where's the Tana coming from where he says, from when? Why in the world would you talk about Maariv first? Listening to Shacharis Bereishis, you talk about the morning first. Talk about the morning Kriya Shema, and then the evening Kriya Shema. Tana Akrakoi. So they say, the Tana is really referring to the Pasuk in the Torah. See, B'shavuv Kamecha, it says when you lie down and when you get up. V'akitani, this is what it means. Zman Kriya Shema Deshchiv Eimas, when is the time for Kriya Shema when you go to sleep? Mi'ushasha Kohanim Nechnasan Lechol B'Trumasan. At the time when the Kohanim enter to go eat their Trum, which is going to be Tzitzik Kohavim. So again, that Pasuk, B'shavuv Kamecha, answers both questions. Number one, the Tana is going on the Pasuk, and therefore he's saying, May Eimasai, when is Bishachbacha. And number two, that's why we said night first, because it's a Bishachbacha Kamecha. And Iboy Seima, another answer to the second question, Yalav Mibriyasa Sholem, we learn from the creation of the world that night becomes before day. Because Erev is mentioned before Boker. Yachi Sefer Ektani, if so, says the Gemara, what about the Sefer? It says, Bishachem of Arashem Levenev Achazacharel. In the morning, we make two brachos before Kriya Shema, one bracha after Kriya Shema. We do Yotzer Or and we do Avaraba. And after Kriya Shema, we do MSV Atziv that ends with Gual Yisrael. In the evening, we make two brachos before and two brachos afterward. The two brachos before are going to be Hamari Varavim Avasoilam, and then after we do MSV Moon and Ashkivenu, listening to Arvis Bereisha, why isn't Maariv mentioned first? Tana Pasuk Arvis V'Hadru Tani V'Shacharis. Well, look, our Mishnah starts off with Maariv, and that's how the Tana starts off, and then the next Mishnah is going to talk about Shacharis. Adukoi V'Shacharis Parash Milu Shacharis. While we're talking about Shacharis, we might as well go on about the mitzvah of Shacharis, V'Hadru Parash Milu Arvis, and then talk about the mitzvah of Maariv. So, two dots. Amramar, Mishash Kwan and Khan Lab Trumasan. So the Mishnah says that the earliest time to read Kriya Shema is when the Kwanim go into eat their truma. Michti. Kwanim must call Akhli Truma. Let's see. When did the Kwanim go in to go eat their truma? Mishah says Kovim. They start at Tizakovim, right? At Tizakovim. Listen, Mishah says Kovim. So why say from the time that they go in to eat their truma, it should say from the time at Tizakovim? Because that is the time that they go to eat their truma, their mutter to eat truma at the time it says a kohavim. So we say, Milsa agavorche kamashim lan. We're trying to teach you two lessons in one. Kohanim emes kohachli with truma. When did the kohanim actually eat truma? Mishas says a kohavim. So when do we read Kriya Shema? It says a kohavim. When did the kohanim go eat truma? It says a kohavim. We put both of them in together and we're all good. Hakamashim lan, the kapara lo ma'akva. You know what that teaches us? That a kapara is not ma'akiv. In other words, you do not need to bring the korban in order to become tahor. Sometimes there are certain tumas in which you have to go to the mikvah. So that day you go to the mikvah. And then that night, this is by men, not by women. And then that night, you become Torah to eat Truma, but you're not able to eat Kudshim, you're not able to eat Kodesh until the next day. You wouldn't be able to eat Kodesh until the very next day when you were able to bring your Korban. That's called the Kapara. The Korban that you're supposed to bring is only brought the next day. Obviously, you can't bring it at night. So this is teaching us that for Truma, Kapara is not Ma'akid. Kiditanya, we have a Braisa. Uva Hashem Mishviti here. So when the sun sets, then the day is done. It's the setting of the sun that holds you back from eating truma. But it's not your kapara. You don't need to bring a korban. That doesn't hold you back from eating truma. You can eat truma even though you can't bring your korban yet. Hold on a second. How do you know that uval shemesh is referring to the setting of the sun and it's referring to sunset? And vatar means that the day is over, that the day is cleansed, as if it's over completely. Duma biasoru, when it says uval shemesh, maybe it refers to the sun coming up. It's sunrise, umay vetar tarik avra. And what does it mean by vetar? Vetar means the guy is tahor. So uval shemesh vetar means the sun comes up and the guy is tahor. Amar Rabba Roshil says in Kein Lemakra vayitor. You know what? The pasuk should then say, vayitor, and he becomes tahor. May vetar, what does it mean? And it is tahor, tarayuma. The day is finished. The day is completely cleansed. It's like what people say. The sun set and the day is cleansed. It's like I don't have to worry about the day anymore. So that's what the Tarayuma over here means. Mamarava, in Eretz Yisrael, Hadu Rabba Bar Avshila Lo Shmielu. They never heard the statement of Rabba Bar Avshila. Right? So Ubo Lami Boy, they actually asked it as a kasha. Hayu Vah Shemesh Bias Shim Shuhu, Mai Vatar Tarayuma. When it says Vah Shemesh that the sun sets, is it referring to sunset? And Vatar is the end of the day? Odilma Bias Oru, or maybe it's sunrise. Mai Vatar Tara Gavra. And maybe Tara is the guy becomes Tor, and that's when he can eat your Truma. And then they explained it from a b'risa. Similarly, David says kochavim because the b'risa that we're about to read is going to say the simon to when you eat truma says kochavim. Shami not b'yeshim shul. It must be referring to sunset. My v'tar tar yuma. And what's v'tar? V'tar means the end of the day. So amar mar. Now we're going to go back. Again, Mishar Shekwan and Nechon Salachah V'Trumasan, you just said it's from the time that Kwan go with Yigur Truma. That's the earliest time you can read Kriya Shema, and that's at Tzeisa Kochavim. V'Ramin Waivistiram, Emes HaKorin Shema Barav, and when do we read Kriya Shema at night? Mishar Ani Nechon Salachah V'Pito V'Melech, when a poor person goes in to eat his bread with salt. Again, because poor people, all they have is bread and salt. When they go to eat their meal with salt, Ad Shasha Omid Lifter Mitol Sudaso, until the time when they finish their Suda. Okay, now that's interesting, because in the mission we had three answers as to when the latest time was. 3 or 4 hours into the night, the end of the Ashmo Rishona, Chatzos Alayla, or we're referring to Alos HaShachar. Over here we're saying a fourth answer until the time that a person gets up from the Suda. But the first part is also a problem. Seifa Vade Peliga Masnisen. There's no question the Seifa argues in the Mishnah. Reisha Mimelim Peliga Masnisen. Maybe the Reisha argues in our Mishnah. Is that really arguing in our Mishnah? Can this Braisa legitimately argue with our Mishnah? We say low. The time that the Kohanim go in to go eat their truma, which is Seisa Kochavim, is when the Ani goes into his bread. Why does the Ani eat so late? Well, the Ani eats so late because he's trying to spend a little bit more time in the shuk to make an extra buck. Because he's staying a little bit later, so he wants to make an extra dollar. So the Ani and the coin are the same shear. So there's no stira. This price agrees with our Mishnah. For Aminu, but I got another stira. When do we start reading Kriya Shema at night? Remeir says when people go in to go eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, that's Remeir's opinion. When normal people eat their bread on Friday night. The Chamarim, what do the Chamim say? The Chamim say it's at that time. Time when the Kohanim are zoche to eat their truma. So again, the Chachamim agree with our Mishnah. That's the opinion in our Mishnah that the Kohanim going to go eat their truma. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Reb Meir over here seems to be arguing, right? Because it's Reb Meir and then the Chachamim Omrim. Similarly, David says Kochavim. The simon for the Chachamim is Seitz Kochavim. That's the Braisa that we quoted up above. Even though there's no proof to this, there's a Zecher. The Zecher that nighttime is the end of the day. How do I know that nighttime is the end of the day? Shamar v'anachnu osim b'malacha. Nechemiah says when we were building the base of Mikdash, we were doing the work, right? And it says chetz yom machzikim b'ramacham. Half of us were holding onto spears. Me'alos shachavat tzeis kochavim from dawn until tzeis kochavim. Va'omer v'hayol v'nalayla mishmar v'ayom malacha. And the night was when we guarded the area. The day is when we did the work. My va'omer. Why do you even need that pasuk? Doesn't it say ad tzeis kochavim? So v'chitei meliki arba shem shalilu. Really, at sunset it was nighttime. Inu demachashim akadmi. And those guys went early and stayed late because they loved the Beis HaMikdash. So really, sunset is nighttime, but they went a little bit later. No. The day was for work. That went until Tzeis Kochavim. And the night, that was for Mishmar. So it shows that night starts at Tzeis Kochavim. Period. That's the end of the Braisa. But we see from over there, our assumption is, that when we said Ani in the last Braisa, the Ani goes in to eat his bread, it's the same as the Bnei Adam. The people that go in to eat their bread in Erev Shabbos. Same shear. But if Ani and Kohen are the same shear, then the Chamim and Remeir don't argue with each other. The Chamim and Remeir are saying the exact same thing. It must be that the Ani is one shear, that's one amount, and the Kohen is another shear. Oh, so we see we have a steward or a Mishnah. There's Kohen and then there's Ani. Lo, Ani v'Kohen Chachiruhu. We say no, Ani and Kohen are the exact same shear. It's the exact same time. The ani u bnei adam lav chad shiru. The ani and the bnei adam are not the same shir. And that makes sense. The ani, again, is eating later. A person normally in Erev Shabbos is eating earlier because normally they kept Shabbos a little bit early, right? And they went home and they started eating before Tzeisuk Kochavim. That's normally what happened. They would be Makabel Shabbos a little bit early. So that's the assumption right now. So we've got two different opinions. We've got Tzeisuk Kochavim, which is Ani and the Kohanim going to eat their Truma. And then there's Bnei Adam that go in to go eat their, you know, to eat their regular meals, right? That's what it seems over here. Fine. V'ani b'kohen chad shiura. Wait a second. The Ani and the Kohen are the exact same shir? V'raminu. Now I got another shir. Meimis amas klin likros shema v'arvin. When do we start reading Kriya Shema at night? Mishal shakita sheyom v'arvi shavasa divi Rabbi Elezer. Ben Horkinah says, from the time that Kiddush Hayom v'arvi shavasa is when Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in and Kiddush Hayom, what we call that, it's going to be Bein HaShmashos. Bein HaShmashos is like that time period in between Shkia and Tzeisuk Kochavim, right? There's Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly Bein HaShmashos is. Rabbi Yossi says Bein HaShmashos is Keherif Ayin, it's like a second. Rabbi Yehuda says it's about 15 minutes, right? But it's going to be that time of Bein HaShmashos. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mishal Shekohanim Toharin Lechol B'Trumasim. Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, no. It's from the time that the Kohanim are Tahor to eat their Truma, that's Tzeisuk Kochavim. So Rabbi Eliezer is a little bit earlier than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishal Shekohanim Tovlin Lechol B'Trumasim. Rabbi Meir says it's from the time that the Kohanim are Tovel to eat their Truma. Right, they're tova when they go to the mikvah, which we said above had to be during the day. Amalu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda immediately argues with them. Alo kohanim yibod yomim tovlin. What do you mean? They were tova during the day. You can't call that ubishachbacha. You can't say Kriya Shema at night when it's daytime. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rameir. We'll get to that. Rabbi Chanina Omer. Rabbi Chanina says Mishosha ani nechnas lachol pito v'melach. Rabbi Chanina says our fourth opinion in this brisa, when the ani goes in to eat his bread with salt. So that can't be Tzitzik Kochavim because we already have that opinion from Rabbi Yeshua. It can't be Bein HaShmashos because we already have that opinion from Rabbi Eliezer. It can't be Rabbi Meir because that's before, that's during daytime. So Rabbi Chanina's opinion of the ani must be later than Tzitzik Kochavim, as we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yachoy, Amri Lo Rabbi Yaakov, Amri Mishosha, Ro Bnei Adam Nechnas L'Haysev, when most people go in to have their regular meals. We don't know what time period this is. Rashi doesn't say. It's possible this is an earlier time period. It's possible it's an even later time period than the ani, maybe because they have candles, they could eat a little bit later. So it's even later than the ani. So we have the five times, which are Reb Meir's time, which is right before Bein HaShmashos. We have Rabbi Eliezer's time, which is Bein HaShmashos, Rabbi Yeshua's time, which is Tzeisuk Kochavim. Then we have Rabbi Hanina's time, which is the ani, and Rabbi Yachoy's time, which is most people going to eat. Yamar to ani v'koin chachiura, but if ani and koin are the same shir, Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yeshua, the Rechini, Rabbi Yeshua they're arguing each other here. They can't argue. Alav shmamina, shirud ani l'chuv, shirud koin l'chud shmamina. Must be that it's two totally separate shirim. And haiminayim ocher, as I mentioned above. So which one is later, right? When it comes to the ani, or the Tzeitzik Kochavim, the Kohen, which one's later? Mistabra Ani Mokhar. Makes sense that the Ani is the latest. The Amarta Ani Muktam. If you're going to say the Ani was before, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eliezer. Well, Rabbi Chanina would be the same opinion as Rabbi Eliezer. Because again, Rabbi Eliezer says it's Bein HaShmashos. Rabbi Chanina would be earlier than Rabbi Yeshua, and it can't be daytime. So again, if Tzeitzik Kochavim is nighttime and Bein HaShmashos is Suffolk, before Bein HaShmashos is already daytime. So it's got to be that it's later than Tzeitzik Kochavim. We have no choice, right? That's the idea. Lav Shmamina, the Ani Mocher, Shmamina. Must be that the Ani is the latest time. So again, so the order would be Reb Meir's opinion, the Kohanim are Tovel, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Bein HaShmashos, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion of Tzeitzik Kochavim, Rabbi Chanina's opinion of the Ani, and Rabbi Yachoy's opinion, which is Rov Bnei Adam. I don't know if Rov Bnei Adam before the Ani or Ani is after Rov Bnei Adam, but either way, those two, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yachoy, you switch around to a letter. Hi, man. So we said two dots. Amar Mar, four lines up in the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to him, he says, V'alo kohanim yibod yomim tovlim. He said to Rabbi Meir, wait a second, the kohanim went to do tefillah during the day. How could you call that night? How could you call that going to the, you know, at nighttime to be able to say ubishach b'chol so you could read Kriya Shema? So Shaper Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir says the Gemara comments. Rabbi Yehuda said it good to Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir going to say? Rabbi Meir Halki Kamalei. Here's what Rabbi Meir says. Misvar Tir Ana Bein HaShmashos Didal Kamina. Ana Bein HaShmashos Rabbi Yosi Kamina. Tom Rabbi Yosi Bein HaShmashos Karafayin Zenechnam Zay Yotzi Yevshalam Adalav. I don't hold like your Bein HaShmashos. I look Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmashos. Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmashos is Karafayin like the blink of an eye. It goes in and out like a second. So according to Rabbi Yosi, right? Bein HaShmashos is 1 second before Tzeisuk Kochavim. And I don't even know what that is. So the Kohanim would go to do their tefillah close to nighttime as possible. It was a few minutes before Tzeisuk Kochavim. It wasn't technically day because we don't know exactly when Bein HaShmashos is. We don't know exactly when Tzeisuk Kochavim is because we didn't have the time frames to be able to do such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda held that Bein HaShemashim was for like 15 minutes. So according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. If the Kohanim went to the mikvah before 15 minutes earlier, then you're right. It's not nighttime. So how could they go? Then it's daytime. How could you read Kriya Shema during that time? But according to me, they went a couple seconds before the Bein HaShemashim of Rabbi Yossi. Then it's still nighttime, especially according to you, because you hold nighttime as an extra 15 minutes over there. That's Bein HaShemashim, the suffix time. Either way, that answers up the kasha. We'll start off with the first four lines in Gimel Me'alf, kasha to Reb Meir and Reb Meir. We kind of have a steer on Reb Meir. Reb Meir up above said, it's when people go to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos. Reb Meir over here says, when the Kohanim go to be tovel their truma. Troy Tanoi, leave it to Reb Meir. So we say it's two Tanoim, I'll leave it to Reb Meir. According to what I said up above, it's a little bit of an easier kasha because, again, people usually kept Shabbos a little bit earlier. But the problem is that it's got to be sometime nightfall, whatever it is. But either way, that the answer is two Tanoim according to Reb Meir. Kasha Rebbe Elazar to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar is a kasha. Troy Tanoi, leave it to Rebbe Elazar. And again, you could answer. So why? Because Rebbe Elazar in our Mishnah says it's when the Kohanim go in to eat their truma, which is obviously Tzitzik Chavim. In the Bryce over here, Rabbi Elazar is one that says Bein HaShemashos. So we say Tretan Alibi to Rabbi Elazar, if you want, I can tell you, Reisha Lav Rabbi Elazar Hi. When it says in the Reisha of our Mishnah, right, Mishah Shekhanu Nechnasan Lachol V'Shemosan, that's not Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Ad Sofa Shmor Rishona is Rabbi Elazar's opinion. But Mishah Shekhanu Nechnasan Lachol V'Shemosan is the Tanakama. We don't know the Tanak, an unnamed Tanakama. And that's the answer, and that's the idea behind it. Shkarech, everybody, that's the end of Beis, Daf Beis.